He's all set again and seems to be straining a little more cautiously. And here is... a fundus break. Oh, a beautiful bit of windbreaking virtuosity. A most difficult part to perform without plotting. This man has wonderful control, and the crowd are really warming up to him. That fundus break counts 30 points and takes Lord Windermere up to 95 points. It's getting very tense now, and here it is. Here is the next one. A trill blow. 10 points. followed by a resounding single flutter blast. I think that is. Yes, the judges proclaim that to be a single flutter blast. A lovely change of pace there. And now the excitement is growing unbearable as the champion takes a step away from the post, and his score is 120. Just 3 points short of the Paul Boomer mark. Just 3 points short. If he gets one more fuzzy or two small freaks, it's all over but the shouting, and the challenger will have to return to Australia with his shattered hopes. I think everyone's heart aches for Paul Boomer. He's really a great guy, but Windermere steps up to the post again and looks very confident as he gets ready for the killing. And here it comes. A threep. That's two more points. A little small threep was all it was. 2 points. And now it's practically over. Just one more of those little threeps, those little 2-point threeps in the contest, will be over. It seems as though his lordship was deliberately tormenting Boomer by dallying. But Boomer's smiling. It's a forced smile, but he's trying hard. He's sitting there trying hard to take it like the grand sportsman that he is. But he can see defeat standing ready to sweep away his dreams at almost any instant. And now Lord Windermere steps forward and, hello... hello, he's going to use the farthing post for his final evidence. He grasps the post, flexes his knees. It looks as though he's going to try for a high-scoring effort for a whirlwind finish. Perhaps another sizzler. And now he's trying very hard. The veins are starting out on his forehead, and even the trickle of perspiration venturing down his temple seems to hesitate so that this mighty last effort should have undivided attention. Now... suggestion of a smile from the champion. He seems to have decided just what treatment is going to give this final bid. I see the audience almost to a man is on its feet, breathless and tense. He closes his eyes. A look of pure ecstasy on his face.
Oh, he's sick!
The champion is disqualified!